15. Who are the 15 women? Well, give me a one-word description of these 15. One word, not more. What are they, yeah? Erva. So we have to discuss, we're not going to discuss all 15. We're going to discuss the word Erva. What is an Erva? Right, we have Pashas Arayas, Gili Arayas. Everyone knows the word Erva or Arayas. That usually is translated as illicit relationships. Okay? We have, you know, thank God we have a Chumash here. So the Parsha of Arayas is found twice, in Achrei Moshe and in Kedoshim. In Achrei Moshe we call the Azhara, both towards the end. Azhara means the don't, right? You don't do this, don't live with this woman, this woman, this woman, this woman, this woman, a whole bunch of women. That's the Azhara. And the Onshim are found at the end of Parsha's Kedoshim. So in a typical year, we read Achrei Moshe Kedoshim together, you get a double header. You get the Azhara and Achrei Moshe, you get whopped again in the end of Kedoshim with the Onesh. And the Onesh, what's a typical Onesh for Gili Arayas, Rabbi Osa? The typical. Anybody? Yeah? Kares. Some of Mises Besna, but that's a detail. That's usually the definition of Gili Arayas. If there's Kares, it's Gili Arayas. If there's no Kares, there are other prohibitions which relate to men and women. For example, a man may not marry a mamzeres, a kohen may not marry a grusha, right? Things of this nature. A kohen gadol may not marry an almana, will come to. What do we call those? What do you call those? What's the word that's used for those violations? Yeah? What? Okay, that's what the Mishnah calls them. But what do we normally call them in our slang, Talmudic slang? It's not chayve kores. What is it called? Chayve lavin. Correct. Chayve lavin means you get malchus, right? It says in the Torah, don't. Lo. Yisho gusho, lo yikach. Lo yovamam zevikal Hashem. Low, but there's no kares, so it's not. We don't usually call those arayas. We call those chayv elavin, and chayv elavin by definition is no kares. But that's a very definition. It's only chayv lav. It's no kares. Who knows, Rabbi Osai? This is so critical. This is such a critical question. Who knows? Aside from the onesh distinction, there's an onesh of kares on the one hand for arayas, and there's no onesh of kares by chayv elavin on the other hand. Aside from the distinction of the, we don't give onesh nowadays. So it's not irrelevant for us. We don't have a bezin that gives out any punishment. Of course, it's kores, it's bezin shomal. It's not our inyan. So on a practical level, I'll ask you: what are the two most critical distinctions halacha lemaisa mamish to this day, between chay ve kores on the one hand and chay ve lavin on the other hand? Yes, sir. Mamzerus, and what else? What else? Yes? No. Yes? Tfisas Kiddushin. The two often, almost always go together. What does that mean? If a man says to a mamzeres, Hariat Mekudesh asleep, puts a ring on a finger, they're married. A Kohen says to a grusha, Hariat Mekudesh asleep, we've had too many cases like that recently. They're married. We can't allow, we can't say the marriage is permissible. Chas v'chalila. But post facto, if they got married, the marriage is binding. And if she will now live with another man, she'll be chayav misa as an eshes ish, because she's a married woman. With me so far? Tfisas Kiddushin. Should a child be born to this marriage? The child is free of the taint of the stigma of mamzeris. In the case of a kohen and a grusha, things as kushas chalolos, which we'll discuss, Mr. Shem, at some length, much later on in the perek. It's discussed primarily in the sixth perek of Masechta Yevamos and a little subsequent program, believe that it'll get there long in quite a while. But there's no mamzeres. But if a man lives with arayas, gili arayas are either incestuous relationships, which are chayav kares. That's the whole long laundry list in Achrei Moshe and Kedoshim, where the close relatives was the chiyuv of kares, and there's no tefisas kiddushin. If a man goes to his sister, says, Hariat Mekudeshes, Libet HaBazul Mosh Yisrael. Are they married? Ridiculous. Can't work. Because it's a Chiv Kores. It's an Erva. There's no possibility of Kedushin. Chalila v'chalila. If such an incestual relationship will produce a child, what is that child called? Unfortunately, Mamza. It's not his child's fault, but that's the din. Of course, we understand that the incestual relationships today exist, unfortunately, but they're very rare. You want to know why they're so rare? It's a Gemara in Masecht Avodah Zarah and Sanhedrin that there was apparently a very strong Yetzer Hara B'shas Matan Torah. Bochel and Mishpachosav Aliskei Arayas, they were crying that they could no longer live with their close relatives. However, Chazal tell us in Masecht Sanhedrin that when Klal Yisrael went into Golus because of their terrible sins, and they came back 70 years later, so the leaders, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, were shocked to see that they still couldn't get rid of their old habits of Avodah Zarah. And they said to Hashem, "Hashem, you destroyed the base of Mikdash HaRishon because of Avodah Zarah. It's going to happen again. Again? Again? It's going to be destroyed again in 1, 2, 3. Please, we beg you, eliminate the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah." Kadosh Baruch Hu acceded to their request. A lion came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's why you and I no longer have much of a Yetzirah to do Avodah Zarah. I hope anyone have room of Yetzirah. You can tell me afterwards. Your true confession. So you have the Yetzirah, we'll take care of you. But most of us don't have such a Yetzirah anymore. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Menashe, King Menashe, was Shreklach. He had all classes of Avodah Zarah. Mon Chelik says that there was a discussion in the Bezdin, which part of the bread is supposed to be botzeir for amotzi. So Menashe weighed in on this issue. So you're supposed to weigh. You're supposed to cut the bread from the hard crust. So when Amoroyim asked Menashe, you're a baldei over here. You did Avodah Zarah. So Menashe responded to the Amoroyim, had you lived in my time, you would hold on to my kapota and run after me into the church to do Avodah Zarah. You don't understand what it is. You have to say, Chazal knocked out the Yetzer Hara. Fine. Says the Gemara. The Chazal saw it was an Eis Rotzon. They knocked out Avodah Zarah. They said, Hashem, one more than me. One more. Just one. Only one. Not just one. What's that? Gili Arax. Okay. Hashem exceeded that wish too. Good. Gone. What happened? 3 days, they couldn't find a fresh egg. Which means that the systems of humans and even of animals and birds is all tied into the Gili Arayis, to the male-female thing. We're going to become robots, but no male-female attractions or lusts or desires, the world's going to come grinding to a halt. So they said, Hashem, the world can't go on. We want to make a deal with you, Hashem. Restore the permissible desires and remove the impermissible ones. So Hashem said, hey, that's already asking too much. But you know what I'll do for you? I'll restore all the entire desire for all the prohibited women as well, with one exception, incest. That Yetzer I'll take away. So therefore, I'm looking at the healthy young men here. I'm sure you, Baruch Hashem, have desires, Baruch Hashem, which one day will be used in the proper fashion, but towards a sister, a mother, Oedipus complex, we don't have these things nowadays. Probably wondering why. The Torah seems to talk about it. They talk about it in Bayis Rishon. So presumably, that was sort of eliminated that time. Now there's still people who have incest. There's still people who have Avodah Zarah. But the Shtar Ki Yetzer that existed does no longer exist. The other prohibited relation of Eishes Ish and Goyos, that's still in full blast. But the other one is have been removed. So back to our question. So aside from the laundry list of close relatives, prominent in the list of Arayas and Achamos Kedoshim is Eishes Ish. Lo sinaf, adultery. Rachman al Itzlan. A man lives with a woman who's married to another man. Oy, oy, oy. That is Arayas with a capital Ayin, capital A, or whatever you want to call it. Remember the A, you know, red scarlet letter. So that's a rising, and the Chalila v'Chas have produced Mamzeris. Almost all the Mamzeris that exist in the world are coming from Eishes Ish nowadays, unfortunately, Rachmanu Litzlan. And it's also not Tfisas Kedushin. I go over to Mrs. X, say, Mrs. X, Hariyat B'Kudesh Asli. Well, I'm already married to somebody else. As a matter of the whole pilpul now from the Malu and the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is I descend from the Pnei Yeshua, so I have what the. But there's a fight between the two of them. Why is it that if I go over to Mrs. X and put a ring on her finger, she's not married to me? So some say, but you don't. What do you mean? She's taken. She's already married to somebody else. How can I marry her now? But look at the Gemara. There's mashmah not that way. that's derived from it from a hekesh to the other arayas. That's it's the Isur Shabbat, not the fact that she's taken. But I'm just mentioning this in passing. Okay, fine. Everyone with me so far? Everyone good? So generally speaking, the definition of erva, all these things in the Mishnah, all arayas, what's common to them is that there is, aside from the Chi of Kares, some even have even Misa, but there's no Mawah, no Tzvisas Kiddushin. And number two, Chalila V'chas, if a child is produced, a child is a mamza. Everyone with me so far? This is just very basic stuff. Where do we find this in Masechta Yevamos, the fundamental definition of what's considered to be an erva? Turn to the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes, briefly. I'm going to go into the entire Mishnah. I want to burden you with it. Ezu Mamzer. So Rabbi Akiva has this unique shita. Rabbi Akiva, the Tanner Rabbi Akiva, has his unique shita. Any chai v'lavin produce mamzeris. If I may say it this way, Baruch Hashem, we don't pass in this way. It's a funny way to say it, but we don't follow Rabbi Akiva in this. We pass like the middle view. Kol shechayov and love kores b'nei shemayim v'aloch gedvarv. The Rebbe the Tanner said we pass like him. Yechi of kores that creates mamzeris. All right, fine. So now we come to our tosis, the bottom tosis in the Beis and Alf, with the fundamental discussion. Rabbos, there's one anomaly. There's one anomaly in the list of arayas found in Achimos and in Kedoshim, and that is Nida. Nida is Chayef Kores, no question about it, before Shapasuk. Yet, with respect to the other two critical results and almost markers of Gilei Arayas, Nida lacks them. The last line of that Mem Tes Siman Aleph, Omer Abaye, does anyone have the Mamakomas? Because if you're missing, I still have a few extra copies. Omer Abaye, this is what I asked you to see. Mem Tes Siman Aleph, the very first Mamakom out of that base. Omer Abaye, Hakol Modin, says Rashi, I feel the Shimon Atemni, even Shimon who is the, who we pass like, Bibol Anida, Rashi, Afal Gav Dekoy Bekores, Ein Avlad Mamzer. Ein Avlad. This is so. If not for this, my brother said, the world would be a total and unmitigated disaster. Right? First of all, it would be unmanageable. How do you know what was going on? Whether his mother was a Nida, not a Nida? It would be, I mean, you can never figure it out. Number two, Balei Tshuva would be a totally wipeout. It would be impossible. So, Baruch Hashem, Hakol Modin, Bebol Anida. Please turn to Mem Tes Siman Beis. We're not discussing Sota now. She'en Avlad Mamzer. Nida, Totav Sibo Kiddushin. Here you see the two go together. When there's Tfisas Kiddushin, then there's no Mamzeris. When there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, there is Mamzeris. So that begs the question. How do we know that if a person puts a ring on the Nida's hand and says, Ariat Mekudesh Aslibet Habas Mashmur Yisrael, which happens every day of the week, we call it a Chupas Nida. We try very hard when we get married to arrange that there should not be a Chupas Nida, but it happens, even with all the pills that people exist today, it still happens. There's a question because how do you know they're really married? Shenema, Utehi Nidasa Olov. Afil Bishas Nidasa Tafsi Bo Kiddush. What does that mean? What does that mean? Rashi, Nidot, Ksivit Yaslov. Tehi lashon havaya de kiddushin of the word havaya v'yotza v'hoysa lisacha havaya is if you ever get in the kiddushin no means kiddushin so the tehi nidasa olav in the literal sense nothing to do with this look at the Torah Hasholem im shachov yishkav ish osa usehi nidasa olav the tumas bol nida nothing to do with anything but chazal dashin tehi nidasa olav that could be a tehi that could be a havaya with respect to a nida so now nida rabosai is an anomaly on the one hand is correct. On the other hand, the other markers of Gilei Arayas of Erva, namely lack of Tfisas Kiddushin and Mamzeris, do not exist. So this begs the most obvious question of all, which is what? No? Yes? Well, that's correct. That's what we'll discuss. But even the more basic question than that. Yeah? No. We know the Vlad is not a Mamzer. It's a Mefurash Gemara. Yes? That's correct. Tosis, perhaps Tosis Kasha. I'm on a much more basic level, yes.
You didn't consider
Exactly. Is neither considered an erva? Is the Issa Gili Arayas? On the one hand, the answer should obviously be yes, because it's listed with all the other ones, Nachimos and Kadoshim. And as a matter of fact, it is a Chi of Karis, on the one hand. On the other hand, since there's no Mamzeris, and there is Tzvisas Kiddushin, which are the main markers of Gili Arayas, maybe it's not Gili Arayas. That's what we had to discuss today. Juliet, yes?
What does that mean? Is it an erva?
Oh, my nafkamini will say. My nafkamini. We really know the truth. We know that kores there is. We know mamzeres is not. And kedushin there is. What are we pilpling for nothing? Sophistry? You don't get too much sophistry this year. It's chakiris, are always valuable. But I like to have something bottom line. Yeah? No, I'm asking, I have about 20 boys in the room. Someone's come up with an answer. What's the difference if something is considered to be an erva or not considered to be an erva? Yes?
Compare it to other
erva? Give me something practical. Let me compare it. Oh, that's very, very good. Oh, is he good? That's such a critical yourself. Can we learn things out from each other? We're going to get to that, if not today, then tomorrow. Very good. But that's in terms of limudin. That's such an halacha lemaisa mamash. Yes? Oh, here's a man who's talking tachos. Tachos. We have the famous ruler by Arias, everyone knows, the big three, right? Avodah Zarah, and Shlichas Domim, and Gili Arias, Yehoreg V'al Yava. Is there a din of Yehoreg V'al Yava when it comes to a knee? If it's an erva, the answer is yes. If it's not an erva, the answer is no. That's the most critical nafkamina. Okay, so we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Not today and tomorrow. Again, hopefully finish this Indian today and tomorrow. I'd like to. But we're just laying the groundwork. Any questions so far? We haven't even seen the Tosas yet. This is just background. So now we see out of the Shemaya, we both said that Bezim and Aleph. Let's turn our attention to the last Tosas. Vachos Ishto. I'm not even reading all the 15. You can read it yourself. It's a Pesukim and Chumash. Ein Lahakshis. The nida te also liyava. A new shaila. That a nida should be also to yava. What do you mean? A nida should also to yava. A nida is also to yava. The question. What does Tosas mean in this question? What is that question? I don't know what the words mean. Hey, lahakshus the nida te also liyava. She is also liyava. Can live with a nida chas v'shalom. What's Tosas mean? Come on. What does Tosas mean? Yeah.
Never be allowed to.
Never. Not just us now, but it'll be us forever and ever. As Tosa says, Afalpi. Everyone see? Afalpi Shemita Harris. That's what the bottom says, mem. Achakach. Should be Asura forever. Because what's the most critical moment when we determine whether a woman is permissible to a Yavam or not? The moment of the death of the brother. That critical moment. She's also at that moment, she's also forever. She happens to be Anita, she should be also forever. Kimo achos ishto. That's what Tosas is going on. She'ein misyabemes. Right? What happened over here? What do you mean achos ishto? It means two brothers married two sisters, is that correct? We're not going to hold all those charts, right? But two brothers married two sisters. So now this woman, one brother dies. So now this woman who is supposed to do yibim on, not only is she eishes ach, and he died without children, that's exactly the din of Yibum, which we'll read about in next week's Parashas Kiseitze. But she also has a different title. She's Achos Ishto. And Achos Ishto is one of the Arayas found in Achimos and Kedoshim. So therefore she is disqualified from Yibum because she's an Erva over and above Eshesach. She's Achos Ishto. What will happen? Afilu Mesa Ishto Acharechein. Even if his own wife dies subsequently, now this woman is no longer achos ishto because it comes to pasuk says by achos ishto legalos ervasa oleha. What's the next word? The next word. Who's the malkara here? Bichayeha. That a man may not marry his wife's sister in his wife's lifetime. If his wife dies, he may marry her sister. And in Europe, it was common. Unfortunately, it was very common. The early death, childbirth, otherwise of a woman. With who left the leave back behind children, and what happened commonly is the man would now marry the surviving sister. Right, it's permissible. So what about over here? Is that permissible or not? No, it's not. Who said not? So luckily we have the Mesoras Hashas, and it says over here, Yudal Ayin Lekamon Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. In case you didn't see it, I asked myself on my Maram Akoma sheet to look at Lamed Beis. Let's keep one hand on Beis and turn it off Lamed Beis. That's the mission to which Tosis is referring. What does the Mishnah say? Shnei achen nesun shtei achoyos umeis echad mehen v'yachakach meisa ishto shel sheni harizu asura levolomis hoil v'nesra olav sho'o achas. That key word is called nesra. In our slang, the word is nesra. Once it was nesra at the moment of the death of the brother, so the isra lasts forever. Okay? Even though the cause of the isra, namely that she's achos ishto, no longer exists. Now the wife died, he's no longer achos ishto. Doesn't matter, it lasts forever. Okay? This Mishnah does the sort of nesra. Fred Tosfos, the average woman is a nida, 2 weeks, almost, I don't know, let's say the raisa, 1 week out of every month. So like one quarter of every case of yibum will be knocked out by the fact that the wife happens to be a nida at the time that the husband died. That's amazing. It's almost it sounds like it's unthinkable. So suppose it's not true. How do you know? Why is it not true? The lo dami is not the same. Why? The achos isha usharaya so iser omen alayavam tfei mishar b'nei adam. Right? It's his wife's sister, so only he has this prohibition. The average other man does not have that prohibition. Avol nida l'chule alma asira. Stop. Anida is prohibited to every person in the whole wide world. And therefore what? And therefore what? And therefore what? I would say it's worse. She's lost to everybody. Yeah? But that doesn't answer the question. The bottom line is it Iser Kares, nothing to do with Eishes Ach, which exists if you would live with this woman at the moment of the brother's death? Yes?
Well, I mean, she's also Aser to everyone else in the world at that time.
And therefore?
So she can't marry anyone then.
And therefore?
So it doesn't apply here because.
And therefore, yes?
She's also her own husband.
And therefore? Say the word I'm looking for. And therefore? Oh, she's not an Arab. Who said so? I didn't put it on the Maram Makomos. I wasn't sure how many of you people had Ozvahada Gemara. So I'm looking around. Like I said, I have no Gemara. That's good. You can buy Ozvahada. Ozvahada has, I have no stake in this company. Like I have no stake. I'm not a stock owner. Nothing. Zero. Those who have the Gemara, look at the Tosus Arush. He adds one small phrase. Please turn in the back. Tosus Arush. We have it. Right over here. You have at the very beginning of the Tosfos Arush in the back. Tosfos Arush, it's on page Beis. There are four columns. The very end of column two. Okay? Look what he writes. The last line. Avol nida l'chule alma asura. What are the next few words? V'lo mikria erva. De'ena asura mishum kurva. It's not an incestuous relationship. Anida is prohibited to everybody. And therefore she's not considered to be erva. If you take this Tosfos at face value, would you say you heard by Yahweh by Anida, yes or no? What would you say, yes or no? No. Lo mikriya erva. I chorus. Okay. It's chorus. But it's not the I found an Akhavos Kadosh. Yeah. But it's not an Arab? Yes.
I don't see how he got that, because why don't we just say that we already know that Nida has these special, these two special things, right?
That there is Tfisas Kiddushin. There's no Mamzeris.
There's right. Tfisas Kiddushin over here. So technically they can get married when she's a Nida.
Right.
So technically he can.
But Yibam is not defined as marriage. By Torah law, Yibam is a Maisa Bia. You don't give her a ring, you don't give her a star. Yibam, Yavama, Yavo, Aleh, Yibma. We'll read it next week, next Shabbos. So that's the only way to do it. And bia is prohibited because of nida and nisa karis.
But bia is part of...
Right.
Part of,
not part of ibum. Bia is ibum. Ibum is bia and bia is ibum. That,
also, kiddushin is... isn't that bia might be...
Kiddushin with bia is possible. But there's two other ways to do kiddushin. Kesef and shtar as well. Anyway, the Rosh said it better than you or I could ever. He said it black on white. Black on white. Read it one more time. V'lo mikriya erva de'ena asur mishum kuru. The fact that she's awesome, every single man in the world, means it's not considered to be an erva. So writes the Tosfos HaRosh. Fine. Now we understand very well why it is no mamzeris, why it's Tfisas Kiddushin. It's not considered to be an erva at all. Fine. So far, both sides, so good. Any questions so far? Yes.
How do we know that the DNA is more based on whether it's an erva?
Good question. That's another good question. How do we know that a woman who's an erva is not subject to Ibn v'chalitza? That's the underlying assumption of this entire Mishnah.
No, that could be because the name is Karis. The one Mishnah Mar says, I say it's not the whole Karis.
Okay, but slowly. But it sounds clear that these women, the 15 women, are what we call Arayas, Gili Arayas. That's Arayas. Because it's Arayas, not only are they themselves exempt from Ibn Mechalitza, but they also pata their tsaras. And tsaras out of Olam. We assume it's because it's an Erva. You're asking a good question. Perhaps we'll get to it shortly. Fine. This is the Gemara. This is the Sugi. Now, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, incestuous relationships. Of course, there's still the problem. What about Eshes Ish?
No, I'm saying, is Tosfos bring another definition that erva would then be that the woman has to be mutter to one person, also to everyone else? Or
right. A woman who's prohibited to everybody is not considered an erva. Of course, you have to be careful. Eshes Ish is an erva. She wasn't prohibited to everybody. No, not to her husband. Ah, Baruch Hashem. But neither is prohibited even to her own husband. Fine. Very, very good. Very good. So now Rabbi said that we've done this, we've covered the very initial Mara Makomis, we started the Tosfos, we have to see a Gemara on Daf Chof, a Mishnah, a Gemara, Daf Chof, and Aleph. Rabbi said, this is just, it's impossible to learn the Tosfos on Daf Beis and Aleph unless you learn a little bit on Daf Chof. You just can't read the words. Klal Omer B'Yavama. Here you go. You wonder where I got it from. I got it from this Mishnah. Kol she iser erva lo choletzes velo misya bemes. Alright? That's it. That's the rule. So Rashi is Taras of the Kol Shkenhi. It's clear that depends upon this definition of erva. As opposed to iser mitzvah, iser kedusha, choletzes velo misya bemes. What does that mean? It means that we call it chayve lavin. Okay? Chayve lavin. It says iser mitzvah is shnios midivrei sofrim, that's erva de rabbanon, and isa kedusha amon lekohen gadol vechalus lekohen edjad mamzeres in Yisrael by Yisrael also the mamzer. We call in our language chayve lavin. In those cases, both those cases, actually one on the level of the rice, one on the level of the rabbanon, it's this chalitza, but there's no yibum. Any question in the Mishnah itself? The Mishnah is pretty straightforward. Now the Gemara discusses this issue over here. The Gemara is discussing the various examples where there can be a possibility, Rabosai, of chalitza without yibum. And one of the examples given is almana lekohen gadol. Now, almana lekohen gadol is somewhat different than the other examples of grusha lekohen hedyot, mamzeres Yisrael. Why? Because when it comes to an almana lekohen gadol, it says two things. Again, we're going to pull out the trusted chumash here. Without a chumash, you can't move. Okay? Chumash discussed Amana, who knows what parasha it's in? But I expect everyone in this shiur to be a Baki, Bechumash, and Rashi. Not because I expect. Hashem expects it of you. It says, and the Chazal Institute, Shnai Mikra Vechad Targum, which we do with Rashi. Everyone should know Chumash and Rashi. I don't expect you to know Nach. We all have to know Nach. I don't know Nach myself. I can't expect it of you. Chumash and Rashi. Yes, show. Pashas Emor, very good. In Pashas Emor, at the very beginning, we have the violations of a plain Kohen and a Kohen Gadol. Okay, what does it say when it comes to a Kohen Gadol? Almano Gusha Bachalol Azona Es Eila Lo Yikach. Okay, it's a Los Haseh. But then it says, Ki Em Besula Me'aba Vikach Isha. Vu Isha Besula Yikach. So when it comes to a Almano Le Kohen Gadol, aside from the violation of the Lav, there can also be what we call an Aseh. What does it mean, an assay? An assay means you should do this, implying you should not do that. That's what's called essay velos assay. Keep that in mind, very, very important concept. Essay velos. So the Gemara discussed this question on Avchaf and Aleph. And they asked the question, ain essay dochalos assay? The essay of Yavami Yavah Olea cannot push off an essay velos assay. Omrav Gidal Amarav, the last few lines on Makro. But also Yavimto Hashara. Right? What does it mean, but also Yavimto Hashara? So if you look on the side, it says, this is in Dvarim Chof Hei Pasuk Zayin. Lo Yachpo Tzeish, Lo Kachas Es Yavimto, but also Yavimto Hashara in Eskenim. And Eskenim, remember, Me'en Yav Ami, Lo Kim, Lo Kim, Shem, Yisrael, Bo Yisrael, Lo Yav Mi. Who knows what's next after that? What happens? What's described after that? Anyone know? Chalitza. Okay, good. So it means she came to the Shar, to the Bezdin. Shein Tamalama Yevimto. Of course Yevimto. Sisma, who else? Ma Tamalama Yevimto. Yesh Techa Yevama. There is a particular sister-in-law, a particular example. Acheres is the Bach, Acheres. She'ola lechalitza ve'eino l'libum. There's one that somehow is subject to chalitza without possibility of Yibum. What is that? Ve'ezo zu chai ve'lavin. Wow. Chai ve'lavin. We just discussed. Chai, that's the slang I told you. Chai ve'lavin. Okay? So although there can be no possibility of Yibum, but nonetheless it's a requirement for chalitza. Frank the Gemara. Ve'em chai ve'krisis. Maybe that's why you have to have chalitza. No. Can't be, just can't be. Why? There can't be Yibum because the Chi of Kares, so there's no Chi of Chalitza either. Frank the Gemara, Yochi Chai Vilav and Nami. Say the same thing. Moses says, no. Harabi Rachmana Yevimto. That means even though there's no Yibum, it's only Chalitza. Frek the Gemara, Umar Royis. Why do you include Chai Ve'lavin for Chalitza and exclude Chai Ve'karas? Mistabra. Chai Ve'lavin Tafsi Bu Kiddushin. And therefore, it's subject to Chalitza. Chai Ve'krisus Lo Tafsi Bu Kiddushin. And therefore, there's no possibility of any Zika whatsoever, and no need for a Chalitza. Rashi explains, the bottom Rashi on Amud Aleph, which really belongs to Amud Beis. Tavsi b'kiddushin hilchach karinan bo lokachas b'dievet avachai v'krisus avachai v'krisus lo tavsi b'hu kiddushin v'afilu over hayovav v'nisova lav kichohi. It's not shy of avachai v'krisus, and therefore we say there's no chalitz. Ad kan the Gemara. Any question in the Gemara? The Gemara is quite clear. Okay, with me so far? Right. That's what the Gemara says. So now, we have Chai Ve'lavin. As the Mishnah tells us, there is a chalitza, even though there's no Yibum. We never really got to the bottom of Almonam and Anisuin, with an essay and a low sasay. What happens then? It's not completely clear over here. Rav talks about a little bit more on Amud Beis, where Rav has his own theory. Rav quotes from Rish Lakish. What does he say? Important to just turn to the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis for a minute. The last three, four lines of Chaf Amud Beis. Famous din of Rish Lakish. Kol makom shata motzi asei v'lo sasei im ata yochel l'kayim shneim mutav v'l nav yavo asei v'yid chasnoz. The world famous Esi dochalo sasei. Hochanami avshel bechalitza the mekayim asei v'lo tasei. So according to what Rav is saying now, But in the case of Chayv Lavan, you have to do Chalitza, and Yibum is out of the question, even on a level of Doraisa. Frek de Gemara. Meisve v'im bo'alu konu tiyufta. What does that mean? Rashi. V'im bo'alu konu v'yotes beget below chalitza. Right? Says Rashi at the bottom. V'im bo'alu konu ama midoraisa ramye kamei l'mitchi lo sasei tiyufta de Rava. So therefore Rava seems to be incorrect. So what does that mean? When it comes to Chayv Lavin, the din is that on the level of Doraisa, it's a Dochalo Sasei. It's a din Doraisa. But Rabbanan, they don't like it for reasons which we're not going into right now. This refers to what Rabbo say, Bolu Konu? Chayv Lavin. Now let me ask you the $64,000 question. What about Chayv Lavin Vasin? Chayv Lav and an Essay. What do you say? So, in Balu Kanu or in Balu Lo Kanu? Anybody? Yeah?
Lo Kanu.
Whatever the Oz Vahadar, I'm just giving it again. Please turn to the back with the quotes to Rambam in Perek Vav and Hilchas Ibn Vachalitza, Halacha Yudal. If you have your own Rambam, look at your Rambam. If you have the Oz Vahadar, you can find it in the very back. It's right here. In Mishpat HaMolei, Hilchas Ibn. In this print, in my print that I have over here, it's page Yud. One second. Page Yud Aleph. It's page Yud Aleph. V'yavama, column two in the middle. V'yavama sheikh almona men anisuin ubo lea kohen gadol lo niftara tzarasa she'ein os ese doches los ase vase. V'hol v'lo konam in atorah kinyan gomor lo hutra tzarasa l'zara chetachos. The Rambam is a bit ambiguous. Lo konam in atorah kinyan gomor. Sounds like maybe a little kinyan there is. It's hard to know what it means. Bottom line, it's different. There's no kinyan gomor, no kinyan at all. So writes the Rambam in Perek Vav and Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza halacha Yud Aleph. Those are the Ein Mishpat HaMolei. You can see it in the back. Everyone with me so far? It's going with very basic stuff. Very basic stuff. Basics. 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 Okay. Fine. So Rabbi Osai, the general rule was, we saw in the Gemara, Nafchof, Chai Be'lav Netafse B'Kiddushin. So we say, there is a requirement for Chalitza. Chai Be'Karas Nat. There's no requirement for Chalitza. Fine. That being the case, Rabosai, that being the case, the question is, what exactly is our Tosus question? We go back to Tosus of Beis Amunah. Please look inside. We've read a few lines in the Tosus. Go back to the beginning again. Back to the very beginning of the Tosus with Achos Ishta. Ein lahakshos. Everyone with me so far? Look inside. Ein lahakshos. Ein lahakshos. Okay, what's kasha? The nida te'osel liyavam avshal pisha mitaheres achakach kamo achos ishto shen misyabemes afilu mesa ishto achakein. That's the kasha. What exactly is the kasha? What did Tosus hold in his kasha? Now, also, it's important to understand. What did Tosus hold in his kasha? In his kasha, Tosus held that nida is like all the other arayas, right? So what exactly was the kasha? So, pashut, we should say, the kasha was that a nida should be a prohibition to be duyivim forever and ever, like achos ishto. But I'm asking a filling question. In the Tosus Kasha, did he hold that although there's no Yibam possible, there's a requirement for Chalitza? Or the Tosus hold in the Kasha that there's not a requirement for Chalitza either? Again, it's only in the Kasha. It's not true la halacha l'maisa. Tosus rejects at the end. Neither is not an error, but whatever, we'll get to the details later. But in the kash itself, what does it also mean to ask? When it comes to a nidah, there should be a prohibition of yibum forever. Or the Tosfos even mean to ask, there should be no requirement for chalitza either. There should be like a sister, like any other erva. How do you learn Tosfos? Yes.
I mean, if you're comparing it to Achilas Ishta, which is erva, in which case there's no chalitza with no zika,
there's no chalitza with no zika. You learn pshat, the Tosfos and the kasha held nothing. There should be no yibum, should be prohibited. There should be no need for any chalitza. There's no zika whatsoever. Zip, zero, zilch. Wow. You know you're Mechavan too? Rabbeinu Peretz. Those people, look in the back. Those are the Oz Vahadar. Rabbeinu Peretz is found printed in the back. Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz on Aftes Amar Aleph. Wow. Rabbeinu Peretz can be found over here. On page test for both sides. Okay, page test. Let's read together. My area, the Tanakh HaMesh, so listen, change this right. Tema, listening, Nami Nido, She'en Ruya, Bishas Nefila. Ulakaman pedalach and Amar of Yavama Shani Koribab Shastafila Yavama Yavo Aleha Hareka Ashis Ak Shiashla Bonim Viasura. So Tosfos says, Rabbosai, that Nida should be exactly the same as all the things in our Mishnah, and therefore there'd be no Zika whatsoever. You Machavat the Tosfos made a parrot. According to this, the question was, why doesn't our Mishnah list a 16th case? Nida! And of course, the case of our Mishnah, there's no Zika whatsoever. Poteris Saras, it works. You're Mechavet Rabbeinu Peretz. There are those who claim that, although this Rabbeinu Peretz is Kasha, he's asking the Kasha clearly, why is Nida not in our Mishnah? Tosfos did not use that phraseology. Go back to our Tosfos, on the Beis Aman Aleph. Tosfos never asked, why is the Nida found in the Mishnah? It's Tama Kasha. Ein la'akshas, the Nida Teyasa Li'avam. That's their Kasha. They never asked that it should have been found in our Mishnah. No way, Jose. No way. Even according to Tosfos Kasher, Rabbosai, we say Nestra, the Mishnah of Lamed Bezim and Aleph. But even according to the Kasher, there'd be Choletzes. You know why? Why? Three words in the Gemara. Why? Yes. Tafsi B'Kiddushin. We just saw the Gemara. Chof Med Bez. Tafsi B'Kiddushin. That's where Rab Chaim is quoted. Rab Chaim went to learn Pshat, Tosfos Kasha. Not like he didn't have Rabbeinu Peretz. Not Rabbeinu Peretz. The Tosfos is Kasha. We should apply the principle of Nesra, but not to the extent that there's no Zika whatsoever. To say that there's no possibility of Yibam whatsoever, but a Chalit still be required, because Tafsi B'Kiddushin, we saw. That's Tuan Avchav. So the fundamental Machlok is what's Tosfos Kasha? Before we get to Tosfos Teretz. Okay, Rabbosai, what was Tosfos Teretz? Tosfos Teretz was as Chazer the Teretz. One more time, Tosfos says, "Lo dami da'chos isho sharayas isu omer al ayovam tfei mishar bnei adam." Avol nidel chuliyam asira. Period. What's the answer? We saw Tosfos Rosh elaborated. Not an erva. Let's take a peek in the Piskei Harosh. Most you don't have Tosfos. Many of you. Who has an Oz Vahadah? Raise your hand. Who has Oz Vahadah? Who has no Gemara yet? That's it. You guys. So you guys should all buy Oz Vahadah. So we're left about half the Tamid have Oz Vahadah and half don't. Okay. Well, we have to. We'll figure out what an Eitz. But those who have it should take advantage of it. So let's have both sides. But everybody has. Whether it's any Gemara has a Piskei Rosh. Please enter the Rosh. I guess you can see the Rosh. Simon Beis. So just see a little Chazar. Simon Beis in the Rosh. Here we go. Yesh Shoalin. Sound familiar this question? Yesh Shoalin. Isha Shoy Sandidak Shemez Baila. Tayasa Lisyabim Afilu Tavla. And therefore what? Doesn't make a difference. Chalitza. And presumably later on, there'll be a possibility of Yim, because there was a Zika at the moment of his death, even though she was in Nida. So writes the Russian Simon and Simon Beis. And Simon Beis. So writes the Rush. Okay? Fine. What happens? The woman is pregnant. There's chalitza right then and there. What kind of, if she's pregnant, Rabbi Osai, she'll have a child, there's nothing to talk about. Well, she loses the child subsequently, something of this nature. Shem de'eina ola liyibum. It's a principle which is found in Aflamet Vav. It's already found much earlier, Rabbi Osai. It's right over here in our that. Keep one hand in the rush, and one hand in the Gimel Amad Aleph, just to show you, just it's right in front of your nose. Gimel Amad Aleph, towards the bottom. Kola Ola Leibum, Ola Lechalitza, Choshein Ola Leibum, and Ola Lechalitza. That's a general principle. Right, well, exceptions we really saw a little bit, but this is a general principle. It's double or nothing. Right? You saw the Gemara, enough Gimel. Back to the rush. Back to the rush. Shem de'eino, yeah. The shani nida, what a small aleph is. She'omedes litbol ulitaher kiderech kol anoshim. Every married woman, every once a month, she goes to the mikveh to become torn. Until that point, she is asur labayla. That's what the Rosh answers. That's what the Rosh answers. What is he saying? What does he mean by that? What does he mean by that, Rabbi Osai? So Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yosher, I don't expect you to all have it, but you can look it up if you wish. The Sefer Yosher in the Shut Simen Pei proves from this fact, Rabosai, that she's going to go to the mikveh or medit b'litar, that Nida is not an Erva. Not an Erva, says Rabbeinu Tam. Why not an Erva? Because Omedes lit b'litar. He then says, for this reason, we don't apply the principle of Ein Dova Shebi'erva Poros Mishnayim. Doesn't apply to Nida, because she's not an Erva. So I say Ben Atam in the Sefer Hayosh. Fine. Let's continue in the rush. Avamu Beres Shematelet. So therefore, it's out. The Ode. Why the word the Ode important, Rabbi Osai? Because if you learn Tosis, you can view it as one run-on answer. No, it's a separate answer. The Ode, says the Russian, told us the same thing. The Af in Bo Oleb in Idosa Kina. Woo, Achidish. He's Bo and Aisha Nida, who is his sister-in-law. His brother died without children. Kina. How do you know? Kedemuchach bepsochim, Mayan Beis. To come Rabbi Yochanan, Ishto Nida. What happened to Ishto Nida? Then is Chalila v'chas is Baal Ishtonida, Baal is Chayev. Chayev Kar is Chayev Karban. Yevim Tonida, Baal Potter. Uparach Alo, Yevim Ton Maishna, the Ka'ovid Mitzvah v'chule. Alma Mashma, the Konila, in Baal Leho. Hilkach Mikriya Shapir Ola Li'ivum. Although he's not permitted to be at that point in time, but if you should decide to have the beer at that moment, not washes the nida, kana. And since it's kana, Rabbi Osai, you kone, right? Kone. It's called olah liyibum. Wow. With me so far, let's turn back to the tosis. The same thing is there. So it's more clear here. It's you know what? Before you turn back, look at the korban asana. V'hod lo mechalek Rabbeinu gam b'svar zu to lo dami nida l'achos ishta. That is telling me the distinction between nida and achos isha. Mishim Shayusholin, Afishim Kukalas Bivesta, or whatever other story exists over here. It's a different story. Fine. So Rabosai is a separate teretz. In our toast itself, turn the back of that base, not completely clear it's a separate teretz. It is, but just not completely clear. What did toast say? We left off on the third line, on the end of the second line. Vafilu benidosa mashu b'psochem sorpeg eladronavs ayin beis debas yibumi yivam akano. What do you mean? To come Rabbi Yochanan ishto nida ba'al chai vimti nida ba'al potter uparach ala maishna yivimta de kovid mitzvah v'chule mashma de kanila Rabosai. Mashma de Kanila. Okay? What are we saying now? Not only do we say that a Nida is not an Erva because she is prohibited to the whole world, and she can come with them by going to the mikvah, but more than that, Rabosai, even you can't say that a woman was a Nida Bishas Misa. She's knocked out of the Zika forever. Now, it's not true. If the brother-in-law is Bola Bini Dusa, it's Kana. So the Zika exists from the very first moment of the death of the husband. With the possibility, the impermissible possibility, it's prohibited, but it's still possible, that there will actually be Yavama Kana. There's a whole different approach in Tosis. A whole different approach. The word Va'od is bolate in the Russia, it really belongs in Tosis too. It's a separate teretz. It's a separate teretz. Separate teretz. Fine. 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 Now, what does the first teretz hold? Does the first teretz agree to the second teretz? So I saw in Sefer Kovet to Oris, Rabbi Chanan, the very opening siman and Sivkotan, Sim and Aleph, Sivkotan Aleph. He says there are two Terutzim here in Tosfos. What's the first Terutz? Well, the Terutz Arishon, the Imbol Leah Bishas Nida, Lo Kana, is today it's a fighting of whether Kana or Lo Kana. Sarech Lomar, the Bishas Nidasa, Yesh oleo gamken iser eishes ach v'ein oleo zika. So Rabbi Chanan is saying over here, according to the first teretz, lo kino, why not? Iser eishes ach shalom b'malka mitzvah is a real bona fide erva. So you can, it's considered to be an eishes ach shalom b'malka mitzvah, and therefore, lo kino. Lo kina, the Mefarshim is against Rabbi Chanan. They don't understand. But there's an Eshesach, there are no sons. Who cares that she's a Nida? It should still be kina. They don't understand this Rabbi Chanan. Oh. So the Mefarshim give a different answer, and I want to share this answer with you, Rabbi Osai, a very subtle and deep answer. And the source I'd like to quote for this answer, since I'm a bit partial, is the Briskerov. My Rebbe's uncle, the Chorin of the Bracha. It's the very last page in the Sefer Chiddushim of the Rambam. He has letters in the back. Mamish, the last page. It's in the column 1 of page 164. It talks all about these issues. He quotes our Rambam. Amara man is suan in bolo lo kanu. Shum de ein esay do halo se vase. The gabe nida hare kani vi ovid mitzvah. Vileka shum greyas of bahayibim shala. U balkarcha de nida shiny be ikur dina misharayas vachai belavin. She ein is sura shayach klal linyan ikur din yibim. Rak the Maisa Habia Bishata Asura, V'i'ev Shalol Lekayim Oz HaMitzvah. Assume it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah then. Aval eini sura soser klal leikar din ayibum. Umishemachi gam benidos after ka'avar al yisur. Mikomakom in mitzvah yibum. Ein zen ogea klum. Vekoni umekayem mitzvah. Wow. Aval b'shachai ve'lavin. After tafsi bukidushin. Aval mikomakom yisur and soser lemitzvah yibum. Umishem hachi anu tzrichin bahen ledin dechia. Esed ochalos hase. Aba belo dechia. After hazik alo nifka. Mikomakom lo kona kinyin gomor. Vien biyasa poteres tarasa. As we saw in the sugya nafchaf. That's the assault. That's the assault. And the brisker goes into more the shyness. Listen to what he says again. More brisker the shyness. Why is Nida different? Look at he writes. Nida lo rak the tafsi bakidushin, rak gam bi ikur isura ve'etzem hacheftza shalah. You were waiting for that word. Hacheftza shalah lo damiel l'shara rayis v'chai v'lavin. De'ein isura shaya chlala likuchim v'nisuin sh'techoshev isha sh'asura al yavama. Rak maisa habia b'shayt asura. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Ches. Taina Taimad lo nase zona. What's a zona? A woman who lived with a prohibited man. If a woman was needed to live with her husband, she's not considered to be a zona. And therefore, if she loses her husband, she can marry a kohen. Halachol amais, in the case of a balas tshuva, etc. Shem de'eino bichlal isha shasura li nase lo. As opposed to all other arayas in Chayv Yilavim. Why? What's the reason? Look what he says again. V'keivan di Yisura rak b'maisa habiyah levad ein zestira klal le'ikar din yibum. Wow. 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 This is in contrast to Chayv Yilavim v'asei. After tafsi b'kiddushin, if it was a strange woman, aval mikol makom isuran soser biikar hacheftza lemitzvas yibum v'imbalu lo kano. This is dechia, sechalos, I say, etc. But benida b'etzem hacheftza ein kan stira klal v'hein divrei atosfis. You and I were much smaller people. Would not have figured all this out of Tosfos if not for the brisker of telling us. There's a whole amazing pshat in our Tosfos. That Nida, it's true, is a chi of kares, but it doesn't take away from the issues, from the marriage. You can marry a woman who's a Nida, everything. And they have nothing to do with Zika whatsoever, zero. As opposed to Chai Ve'lavin, or even Chai Ve'lavin Ve'esin, it depends on the small details, they could have a chance of undermining the very marital relationship, and therefore, in Bala Lo Kana, we read the Rambam. That's what the Brisker Rav says. Okay, you look it up yourself, page 164, column 1, and there's one paragraph there. Please look it up if you have a chance. Wow. 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 So what does that mean, Rabbi Osai? Alas, Yeshayla, why is it? Why is it that if there's an essay velosa say lo kana? Why? 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 What's the problem? If I would go over to a woman, I'd say, I can't. I'm not a kohen yet. If I'd be a kohen gadol and say to this almana, I'm in love with you. I want to marry you. Here's a ring. I'd be married to her. Notwithstanding the fact that it's an essay velosa say. So why suddenly when it comes over here? To the case of a Yavama whose Esei Velosa say in Balu Lo Kono. Esei Velosa say are not strong enough to prevent Tfisas Kiddushin. So why are they strong enough to prevent Yibum? Rabbi will say, why? Yes?
If there is no Dichia because of that, then there's still the Tzerkaris from Erva?
Of which? Which Erva?
Of Achos. Brother's wife.
Eishes Ach! Meridik. Look at the Tosfos of Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos Rosh on Gimel Lamed Beis. Those who have it. Again, we have Gedolim in this classroom. Mechamen to Rabbeinu Peretz, Mechamen to the Rosh. Leiridik. Okay? Take a look. Those who have it. Gimel Lamed Beis. It's a Tosfos Rosh Limu'ute. Towards the end. Chai v'yese namu yiftu terosim v'aylanis l'ravasi kemen dena misyabemis havi lo ki eshesach shalo b'mokom mitzvah v'is b'kores. That's the answer. It's considered eshesach shalo b'mokom mitzvah with his kores. I asked you to see a minchas chinuch. I probably didn't get to it yet. I'm going to read it to you a little bit over here. The minchas chinuch is in Reish Ayin Gimel. Reish Ayin Gimel are both sides. Shlo Yisa Kohen Gadol Almona. Okay. He discusses over here, in this particular context, the Minchas Chinuch says as follows. Listen to this, I'm reading you the words. He calls it Sveika Shal Parashas Derochim. Who wrote the Parashas? Who wrote it? You know? The Mishnah LeMelech. Everyone heard of the Mishnah LeMelech? It's on the Maamar Kamos later on. The famous Gadol. He wrote a sefer called Parashas Derochim. A separate volume. Enough li yavama min ha-nisuin lefnei koyen Gadol. Ubo aleho im over mishum isu kares. That's what you just said. Why? The hader havile eshes ach shelo b'mokom mitzvah va'kosuv rak ribo lechalitza ol dilma keva da kosuv ribo lechalitza poka isur eshes ach ayin b'achronim. The Bible tells you a whole bunch of places to look. This may depend upon the machlokes back on the between Rav Gittel and Rava and Rav Chof. I'm not going into it right now. But that would be an explanation, a possible explanation of this halach. Oh. So Rabosai, if this is true, according to the second day in Tosfos, that by Esei Velosa say, there's no tzivui of Yibum, right? We just saw it. What's going to be? An Easter Eishes Ach, so you just said. As opposed to a Nida, Rabosai, there still is a mitzvah asay of Yibum. Only one thing, a technical detail. You're not permitted to fulfill the mitzvah asay right now. And if chalila v'chas, you couldn't control your Yetzahara, and you fulfill the mitzvah right now while she's in Nida, in Baalukon. Baalukon. Oh. One final point for today, which is as follows. A different nuance. When it comes to an essay of Elosa, say, as we saw from the Brisker Rav, there's a chasaron in the very ishus, in the ishus itself. As opposed to a nida, the Brisker Rav explains, it's a separatism. Where do you find a concept of similar nature? And we read it to you from Rav Kiva Egan. Kiva Egan has a tshuva about this, if you want to look at it later. Chela Gimel Simen Mem Hei. If you want to see it later on, Chela Gimel Simen Mem Hei. Paragraph beginning, Ube Emes. This is false. Try to find it. Yeah. He talks about a case of a guy who is already married and now will decide to marry his sister-in-law through the principle of Yibum. So the Beis Shmuel said, no good. Why? Cherem, what kind of cherem is he in this guy? Who's cherem? Who put him in cherem? Who put a bigamist in cherem? Rabbi says, world famous. Rabbeinu Gershom. In cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, Eina Ola Liyibu. Says Rabbi Kivega, what are you kidding? That's not true. Ho bevadai imova v'nesoa bevadai ki imitzis yibum v'lo poga v'yisir v'yishis ochev rak ova v'yisir shvua. Im kein dami mamash le no deres habo hano mi yivama b'chaye ba'alo. I ask you to see a Mishnah, Rabbosai. Where's the Mishnah? Is it here somewhere? Didn't make it on the Marmakomas? Where is it? Yes. Kuf Yud Aleph from a base. This will end with this. Kuf Yud Aleph from a base. Quick look. It's on the Marmakomas. What does it say there? Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Kirei quotes that Mishnah, which is similar to what the Brisker Rav is saying. What does it say? Hanoderes Hanom Yavama B'chayibala Kofan Oso Sheyachlo Soliach Amisis Bala. Also, Chalitza, etc., 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 etc. What if there'd be a Yibam in that kind of a case? So the Yibam would be Chal, says Rabbi Akiva Egan. Not even a Shaila. I is a neder. That's a side iser. The side iser says you're not permitted to do yibum. If you did yibum, notwithstanding the side iser, the yibum would take effect. So you have to do chalitza. Okay? You have to do chalitza. Fine. So that applies to chenram and a gershim as well, says Rabbi Kivega. Says the Brisker Rav, that applies to nida as well. Yes, it's true. Nida is much more, how should we say it, intrinsic. After all, it's not just a side issue of a Gershom's Cherem or a neder that a particular woman took on upon herself. But despite that fact, in Lamdus, says the Brisker Rav, it is not intrinsic to preventing the effectiveness of the of a marriage, of a chalos kiddushin. Kiddushin can take effect even if a woman is a full nida, as we saw that the Manaf Mem Tes, Axeres the cost of Otini Das Olav. And therefore, we should treat nida the same as a neder or Rabbeinu Gershom's Cherim, and does not impact upon the ability of a Yavam to have Zika, to have Chalitza, even to have Yibam, according to what Tosis is suggesting right now. Of course, it's prohibited. But if he did it, it takes effect. Abosai. So far, we've spent some time and have assumed for the moment that a nida is not even an erva. The Tosfos Rosh says so beferish. We read it. Perhaps you wouldn't say Yerug Valyavar. Have you ever learned in your life differently, Abosai? You're in your general education in yeshivas or somewhere and learning. What did you learn, Joel? Oh. Doesn't the Rambam say that nida is a full erva? So, b'siyata d'shmaya tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we'll start with that Rambam, who seems to say that, and we'll discuss further in Yonim about this Tosfos. And b'nedah tomorrow, I'd like to begin the Tosfos on Beis HaMikdash as well. Okay? B'siyata d'shmaya. Good. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shem. We usually daven in our place, in the second floor of the basement.